Amy Chaney Beach was an American composer born in New Hampshire in 1867. At four, she played by ear any music she heard and also composed her first pieces for the piano, in her head and away from the instrument. 2 years later, she began piano lessons with her mother. She then studied successively with two German-trained pianists, the second a student of Franz Liszt. At 16, she made an eagerly awaited debut with a Boston orchestra. By the time she made her debut with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at the age of 18, the critics were calling her a master musician. Although Beach studied harmony and counterpoint briefly, she was advised by her friend Wilhelm Gehrig, the conductor of the Boston Symphony, that she teach herself composition. Such a suggestion may have been influenced by public perceptions that men wrote out of their intellects, women out of their feelings, and that therefore women would not respond to training. Following that advice, Amy Chaney taught herself, and very well indeed, by studying scores of the masters. To learn orchestration, she wrote down the music she heard, then compared her version to the original. Pretty good trick. The year of her debut with the Boston Symphony, she married the successful physician, Dr. Henry Harris Aubrey Beach, who was slightly older than her own father. They agreed that she would concentrate on composition and limit her performing to an occasional recital, the proceeds of which would go to charity. Now, you could say that it was typical for women of her class to stop performing in public after marriage, an idea which doesn't set with us very well in America today. But you could also say that this arrangement was in some ways ideal for a composer. In the next 25 years, Beach turned out a great many compositions, and her husband, a keen amateur musician, was an enthusiastic supporter of her work. Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, as she signed her compositions, wrote large-scale works as well as songs and piano pieces. Tonight, we'll hear three of her four sketches, Opus 15, In Autumn, Dreaming, and Fireflies. Each is a miniature tone poem with a quotation at its head. In Autumn, quotes Lamartine, yellowing foliage scattered on the grass. This piece, says Beach, celebrates the pleasures of fall, its brightness, glorious colors, dancing leaves. It consists of a statement of a theme and a series of variations, each more complex and brilliant than the last, with a contrasting section in the middle. Dreaming has as its motto, you speak to me from the depths of a dream. Fireflies is a brilliant display piece, probably inspired by Chopin's Etude Opus 25, number 6, the double thirds etude. It has the motto, born in spring, it dies in the time of roses. In Beach's word, the composition shimmers and blinks and twinkles, as did a profusion of fireflies one summer. Three of the great virtuosi of the time, Ferruccio Busoni, Moritz Rosenthal, and Joseph Hoffmann, played this work in recital. We'll hear it now, played by Joanne Polk.